Wicked Anime is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other wicked awesome geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is episode 101. And you know what? This is going to be a shorter episode because after episode 100, still need a little break. And also, extremely tired right now because we need a little break. We were just at Rhode Island Comic Con.
Woo! I can't feel my legs.
My shoulders are broken.
I am the stupid awesome analyst, Jonathan. With me is the fangirl, Victoria.
Hi.
Some guy named James.
Hello.
And the anime noob, Christine.
Hello.
Who actually has been requested to have her nickname changed because she's been with us for too long to be the anime noob anymore. Rather,
true.
Now that we're engaged, somebody said that I should be calling her the true waifu.
Aww. That's news to me.
Yeah, it is.
She's kind of cute, though.
The face that you gave. So, as you can tell, you'll be able to tell through this recording, we're all a little tired, we're hangry, and
sick.
Yeah, and sick. Hey everybody, what did you think of Rhode Island Comic Con 2016?
I'm held up by willpower.
It was a lot of fun though. I've never done a Rhode Island Comic Con.
This would be my second Rhode Island Comic Con, and I had an amazing time.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time upstairs with 501st. But wandering around a lot, there was a lot of energy, a lot of good people. They eliminated a lot of the choke points that were there last year, so I think they're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it was especially good not to be held outside because the fire marshal has declared that it was it was over capacity by thousands of people, which was 2 years ago, by the way. Now it takes place, Rhode Island Comic Con takes place in the Rhode Island Convention Center and the Dunkin' Donuts Center, so they expanded their space by twice as much. All their A-list celebrities were in the arena, the hockey rink, or the basketball court of...
Sorry, I moved my shoulders and everything is hurt. Ha, I'm broken. Okay, I'm okay. Keep going.
Just breathe. Do your breathing.
I'm not ready for this.
I'm not pregnant. Just gonna keep that. Just let that be known.
Those sounded like labor pains. Anyways, the arena of the Dunkin' Donuts Center was all the A-list celebrities. So they had...
So that's where they were.
Yeah, they had Stan Lee, Alice Cooper... Christian Slater was here today on Sunday, and
I didn't see him.
Yeah, the guy who played
went down those stairs.
The guy who played Negan was here on Saturday, and I guess he had to wait 3.5 hours in line to meet him. There were so many Negan cosplayers this year.
Yeah, there Absolutely. Were.
Holy crap!
There was even female Negan.
Yeah,
they looked awesome though.
There was one that I really, really loved, which was a Christmas Negan who, instead of barbed wire wrapped around Lucille, it was tinsel, and he was wearing a Santa hat.
Oh god!
I love that one. But yeah, then there was Stan Lee, of course. Rob Liefeld was here because of the Deadpool boom.
Yep.
They had a lot of Power Rangers here this year.
Absolutely.
They had Jason David Frank.
Apparently they had two Power Rangers and then Power Ranger people.
Yeah, right. They had Jason David Frank. They had Jason Faust. They had...
Red Ranger from Time Force.
Yeah. They had Amy Jo Johnson, the original Pink Ranger.
Also three Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
He's red and a different... Yeah, I'm going to stop now. Good night.
And then there was
Vulcan Skull,
Jason Narvi, and Paul Schreier.
So great, guys.
Which was one of our interviews for the weekend.
It was my favorite.
So good.
Only one I actually participated.
Yeah, Christine also putting the moves on all the celebrities to get us our interviews.
She's the boss. She's literally the business woman of Wicked Anime and awesome.
We should get you.
She's the only one without social awkwardness. Woo!
Unless you're talking to somebody you've watched on TV your entire life, then it turns into social awkwardness.
Like the Saved by the Bell guy?
No.
No,
Wilford Dell?
Him from Toy Story.
Oh.
John Ratzenberger.
True. That was intimidating, though.
It was. But he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was nice. He was pretty nice. He was great during his panel.
He had the, like, I'm scary face, though.
He kind of does, but I think that's kind of like grumpy old man syndrome.
Yeah.
Well, like he mentioned during his panel, I'm old. I don't care.
Yeah, right? As long as they don't change the locks on my doors, I don't care what happens to my career. Yeah.
This is the one time I've done so... Like, this is the... Blah, 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 blah. This is the most panels I've ever done.
That's true.
Same.
And they were all good. They were all... Yeah. Actually, no, sorry. They were all great.
Yes.
But there were very... There was only two fan rooms, so very few of them are the community. Most of them are Q&A sessions mm-hmm. with the people that we love.
I went to three fan rooms, but I was helping with all of them, so...
Yeah.
James and I helped a lot with the 501st and Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. I made sure no one passed out. Super Millionaire, yep.
Real quick, what is the 501st? Tell us, James.
So the 501st is a costume group organization. Basically, we do Star Wars costuming. We're a worldwide organization. We do it all for charity. We're one of the groups that are preferred by Lucasfilms. So we're just kind of a group of costumers that we're not associated with Lucasfilms, but we're preferred by them if they want to, you know, set up a Lego X-Wing in Times Square. Basically, you know, call us to show up. We have screen-accurate costumes, and like I said, we do it all for charity. Mm-hmm. So we were actually raising money for Dana-Farber, and this year alone, we made $10,000 towards our goal for Dana-Farber, which was huge for us.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money for a fan charity.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
And that was earlier today we hit 10K, so they're still gathering money today.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
That was like not even middle of the day, like around 11 o'clock noonish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one of the dudes that I stalked all weekend was
Nostalgia Critic?
Yeah, Doug Walker. I didn't get to score an interview with him, which was a bummer, but he was on such a tight schedule. Pretty much every panel that I went to, he was a moderator at. And he was such a nice guy. Like, man, those guys are cool.
So Jonathan's a little mad at me because I was actually trying to find someone to help them find their way into the con, and as I was over there, I ran into Doug Walker.
Yeah.
So, Doug Walker and I were walking back the same way, and
Was he Doug walking?
Yeah, he was Doug walking.
Oh, God.
So, we were going back towards the con, and I just so happened to kind of, you know, converge into the same area as him, so I said, oh, Mr. Walker, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you and everything, and so he was trying to find his way back into the con because it was over by the Omni, which is... They kind of have some, like, really weird corners over there and kind of weird hallways.
Yeah.
So I led him back to the con, and we chatted for a few minutes and, you know, got to really have some time to chat with him, and it was really cool, you know?
Nice.
So, cool interaction there, and a really nice guy.
Yeah. On Friday, before the con had even opened up, we were scouting out who was where, like, what celebrities were where, and he didn't have a sign at his place, so I was like, is Doug Walker not here? Like, is... And originally, they had him in a smaller... booth too, but he on Friday alone, there was like nobody here on Friday at all, but on Friday he gathered such a line that they moved him up into a bigger space, and they ended up using some of the A-lister lines in order to filter all the fans who were going up to meet him.
They had like duct tape lines in the ground ready to go for everybody.
Yeah. But man, he was busy all weekend. I mean, he was the only internet personality that they had here, and you know, it was great to see him, and hopefully they'll encourage more, you know.
That's cool.
They'll bet Wicked Anime to be on there or something. But I thanked him. I always wanted to thank him for his outreach on YouTube, for standing up for the little guy like us, you know, a little show that, you know, is being forced down, you know, legal issues with YouTube and content creation and whatnot, and
the rules have been causing so many issues for people.
Yeah, he's been the all of Channel Awesome has been really advocating towards, you know, making fair use fair, and it's really been helping us out.
I was wondering if that's my car.
Maybe.
No, it's not.
We're in a parking garage right now.
We're sitting in Christine's car, guys.
In a parking garage, getting ready to go home because we are...
We're tired.
Tired.
Yeah, James and I are going to go out for dinner and go to a movie and probably fall asleep at the movie theater.
Maybe.
It didn't cost me anything because I worked there, so it's awesome.
So what was your favorite part of the con?
Ooh. I'm gonna say my personal interaction with Doug Walker, that was really awesome.
Yeah, that is like a really,
that's like a one in a million, like I will hold on to that forever sort of interaction.
That's cool.
I think it's a tie between the Power Ranger panel and the interview with Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, the Power Ranger panel.
The Power Ranger panel was excellent.
It was really funny. And we got to see Jason David Frank kick Paul Schreier in the nuts.
Who's still in some pain. And then he fell onto
He fell Jason. Onto Jason Narvi, mm-hmm. yeah. Sitting in those really comfortable seats. Yep.
And as much as I thought it was actually acting, he legitimately got hurt.
Yep.
I mean, he was asking for it.
I'd say another great part was probably Friday night when we went to Alice Cooper.
Yeah, live. Alice Cooper's panel was amazing.
Yeah, it was, I forget the exact name, but it was basically live with Alice Cooper.
Yep.
Felt like
An evening with Alice Cooper.
And for a rocker at a Comic-Con, it was one heck of a panel.
There were a lot of people there who were there ready to support him, ready to see him. And it seems like if anybody went up to him and asked him to go out for lunch, he would say yes.
Yeah.
And then he would talk for hours.
Believe it or not, Alice Cooper is an avid golfer.
Yeah, yeah, we learned that.
He,
yeah.
Also, what I thought was interesting, and I honestly am not, I'm a fan of his music, but I'm not, I've never really learned much about the man. Alice Cooper is his persona.
Yeah.
And he's a very, he buys the rights actually every year, or pays royalty every year to his band members, so that way he can use the name. But he said that when he is not Alice, he is playing golf 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And he has a 4 handicap, I believe. I don't know. That's one thing I remember. Not one thing, but he had a lot of great stories about old rockers. And for someone who's a huge 70s and 80s rock fan, that was probably one of the highlights. But another highlight was getting to hang out with my friends.
Yay! Boo!
And spend time with them. And, you know, it's always much better when you're with people who make it enjoyable.
Yeah.
We had a nice hotel room, and it was a lot of fun sharing with you guys and, like, hanging out.
Yeah, shout out to the Radisson.
We're not endorsed by Radisson.
We had a good trip. I got yelled at by Skull for liking Coke over Pepsi. Or Pepsi over Coke, but... I mean, otherwise it was pretty cool.
We really yelled at. It was more part of the...
He shamed me and dragged me away. It was like, go stand over there.
It was a joke.
No, I know. It was fun, though.
That's like their whole...
It was one of my favorite parts, actually. It was like, oh my God.
That's their whole persona, too, is like they're always roasting. Like, mm-hmm. 24/7, always being the Angel Grove badasses, you know?
And I just think it's really funny that, like, we found out that... We thought they were kidding when they said, oh, Jason Narvi, the doctor... And he actually has a PhD in theater.
Yeah.
He's a doctor to me.
And very informative, very great conversationalist.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Yeah. I think that's one
Goofballs
thing is when
really nice.
You finally get to meet these people that you have seen on TV or in movies or have heard about for a good chunk of your life, and then they actually end up being nice human beings.
Yep.
So that's like that was one thing that was definitely I think a positive this weekend.
Some of them you got to pay a lot of money for though.
Yep.
Yeah. Sure. So some of them are just nice to just wave and say hi, nice to meet you.
Yep.
I was really happy that another friend of mine came to the con and he spent the money to meet Stan Lee. We waited in line. It was nice people in line. And then we got to see Stan Lee, little frail 93-year-old man. But he was pleasant, very pleasant.
Yeah.
Said hi.
He,
I got to say hi to Stanley.
I know. Back.
I hope you guys, he actually said hi to me back. First.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh my.
Excelsior.
I have to give up Twitter after today. I'm just writing, recording the podcast 101 inside Christine's car, all tired, broken, and hangry.
I am hangry.
Yeah.
We all are.
You had ice cream today.
I did have ice cream today, but it wasn't my favorite flavor, so I'm sad.
How was the freshly baked waffle cone?
It was delicious.
It smelled delicious throughout the entire freaking con.
Yeah, right?
All the air was just gravitating up towards the 5th floor where we were located. So I'm, like, asking people for donations and, like, taking photos and, like, hanging out with, like, all these awesome Star Wars characters. And I just smell the cones.
Like, hey, you should totally bring me a cone. That's
very true. That was everybody's really favorite part of the con, was smelling the waffle cones.
It was really nice. You didn't smell the sweat and the shame as much.
Yeah.
My,
Oh.
Nope, go ahead.
My favorite part was, I went to a John Heater panel, and he is his character, like, in everything that he does. He is just a goofball, and I got to ask him a question, as to which we found out that there were, did you know John Heater's an identical twin?
No.
John Heater is an identical twin.
You meet all the twins.
Yeah, and there were, like, four sets of twins in the room, like, when they were, he was, like, me and my twin, and everybody's like, I'm a twin! And then, like, I got to ask the next question, which I asked about his time with the director, Jared Hess, and I was like, by the way, I'm a twin, you know, and Doug Walker was the moderator of the panel, and he was like, how many twins are in here? Like...
Did everyone stand up?
No,
I didn't. So are you sure it was him, then? Or his twin.
Somebody actually asked that question, and then he like threw the microphone on the ground, and he did like a swan dive motion off the stage, like he pantomimes swan diving off the stage. And, he's just a goofball. Like any John Heater movie that you see, except for Napoleon Dynamite, but any movie that you see John Heater in, he is that person in real life. Like Blades of Glory, he is that person. School for Scoundrels.
Kind of makes me sad that I didn't get to go see it.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about what we bought?
Yeah. Let's talk about swag.
Way too much shit.
Oh, boy.
I'm right there with you.
My favorite thing, though, is our press passes. Like, these are awesome, and people, like, wanted to buy them off me.
Yeah,
Spider-Man, dude. It's freaking Spider-Man. You can't take that from me. He's, like, my life. Yeah. Other than Thor. Sorry, honey. But, like, God. Whoa.
It's J. Jonah Jameson yelling at Spider-Man, and then they're holographic.
Yes.
So they change pictures, and then like there's one that's it's just a camera, but it says press on it. It's so good. Like
it's awesome.
The badges they had were awesome. I visited all the anime booths this week, and by all I mean like in the past there was like one at Comic-Con, but now there was like five this year, and they were all completely different. One sold nothing but plushies and Dakimakuras. One sold nothing but figures. One sold all the little mystery box knickknacks, which were awesome, which I bought like four of, and I'm ashamed to say how expensive they were. I'm ashamed to say how expensive they were.
Fiance's like, what did you do?
Yeah, so keyword fiance. She's not dipping into my bank account yet. So.
Anyway, okay, changing subject. So I bought lots of things.
There were a lot of Pop figures, which I was really excited about because the Scooby-Doo ones just were released last week.
Mm-hmm. And you bought how many of them?
So of course I bought, you know,
the whole set,
the five, of course. Yeah. You know, but I'm glad I waited till today for the last two because they reduced the price.
Yeah, but they didn't have Shaggy, so it's a good thing that you bought the ones that you did.
I guess so, but I could have saved $15. Whatever.
Yeah, but then you would have missed out on Shaggy, and then you would have gone to Newberry Comics to pick it up, and then it would have been like $20.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna say, you know, it was a good day.
It was a good day.
I mean, a good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
And then I bought the one thing that I was like a little disappointed about with my purchase was that I bought a refillable mug.
Oh yeah, from the soda guys.
From the soda refillable soda place. I'm not a fan of
everything flavored with root beer.
And I was not aware that they only usually sell root beer. So all of their lines, regardless of if it was Diet Pepsi or regular orange soda, they all tasted like root beer.
They had a hint of that.
There wasn't just a hint of it. It was half root beer, half Pepsi.
Yeah, I was very sorely disappointed. But besides that, I mean, I got a $20 mug.
$25.
So, yeah. Mine was $20.
Oh, I got the nicer one.
Well, still gross.
But yeah, no, the cup's cool.
Yeah, those mugs are forever.
Exactly.
They're awesome.
That's what I mean. It's like, you know what? That's forever. Drinks are until they come out.
They're like medieval chalices.
And you can bring them with you to other cons and pay to get them.
One thing that I was pretty impressed with, too, was that... the drink stayed cold for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I feel like we're plugging products. By the way, if you ever buy these metal glasses.
I hope you like root beer.
Wild Bills. Wild Bills.
I bought lots and lots and lots of t-shirts because I have an addiction to that.
Yeah.
My book. That is my favorite thing I bought.
Yeah, that's your buy.
So I bought this like leather-bound book that it has like the pentagram on it. It's so pretty. And I'm a nerd and a half, as you guys know, and I also play a lot of D&D lately, and I like to play the magic users, so I'm totally putting all the spells of D&D into this book, so I have my own spell book that I can just carry around, because I think they'd be freaking awesome. I have a leather-bound spell book now. I'm super pumped.
Yeah, that was a good
and
one.
And I got lots of t-shirts.
Yeah. I also bought a belt. I bought a new one.
And like, both at the same time.
I've been obsessed with these seatbelt buckle belts.
You have been.
And I bought a Teen Titans one because, like, that's amazing. And the kids at the elementary school that I work at love them. So I want to invest in, like, a Pokemon one so that I have Pokeballs, you know, all these kinds of things because, like, change it up and kids love it.
Yeah.
You become the cool teacher with the cool belts.
Yeah, and then I also bought myself a Pop figure, which was a brand new one. They had the entire line of Street Fighter, and yeah. Christina's ecstatic that I found Cammy.
Hashtag mad fiance.
The Pop figure may or may not make it home. We'll see.
Middle of the highway, it comes flying out the car window.
Yeah, she took out her Pops last night from the back of the car, and they were all in the same bag, and she deliberately took mine out and left it in the trunk of the car.
That cannot come inside with us. Nope. James, hey. What did you buy?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't buy a whole lot, actually.
I bought you something.
Victoria bought me some stuff, yeah. She bought me a plushie for Blastoise, which is, of course...
It's so cute!
One of my favorite Pokemon.
Huh.
I found it when you went to Newbury Comics.
Okay.
It's about like 8 inches high.
It's really short, but it's really cute.
And it's adorable. It looks great.
You still got the, like, I'm going to fuck you up face, though. Yeah. it's the cutest Blastoise.
On the way out, they were selling Pop figures for $5. So I did a quick loop, and they had a Nord from Elder Scrolls Online, and I picked that shit up in an instant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mostly just kind of had a lot more enjoyment working the table for the 501st and just kind of wandering around a little bit.
Yeah, he was mostly up there, and I was mostly helping them out, too.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I think it was a lot of fun with them.
That's good.
I got to yell at people to not bother Chewbacca. That was kind of awesome.
Yeah. We also heard a live... Did you guys hear the live band that was playing?
Yes, they were right upstairs, yep.
The ones next to them?
No, that's right.
Maybe.
That's right.
And the ones right next to the line, too.
Yeah, their band name is High Adventure, and they were a live band that played during the con right up on the fifth floor, and they were great. I mean, they interrupted you guys, but...
Yeah.
They played some Star Wars music, so it's fine.
Yeah, they were great. They sounded like a lot of fun, really jazzy. You know, they're called High Adventure. We got a free CD of theirs, and
they get a free plug.
Christine makes friends with everybody, and everyone gives Christine all the shit.
Well,
that's what happens.
I had told Christine about it. She went over to talk to them because I told them that they played the song, Where's the Song? Red Skirt Girl, which is a love ballad to Velma Dinkley from Scooby-Doo.
Aww.
And, yeah.
That's adorable.
Miss Dinkley, you're a mystery to me.
That's really cute.
Yeah. It was. It was really cute. This con was actually really diverse. There was always something new to go see, and this was, like I said, this was the first time that I had been all 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was busy. One of the last things that I did was I went to a toy auction, which I only stayed for a couple minutes because all they were doing were selling comic books, and it was like there were some that were selling in sets, but there were some that were individual at a time. It was like, this is taking way too long, so I didn't get to see them go into, like, original Japanese Transformers, Star Wars figures, like original Star Wars toys that could sell up to upwards of $5,000, you know. I really wanted to see those, but I probably still would have been there right now because there was so much stuff in there.
Right.
We all too hangry to wait longer.
Yeah, that was really cool. Anything else anybody wants to add? Any costumes? Any good costumes that we saw? You know what the weird thing was? I saw a lot of Slender Men who were like 9 feet tall. They were wearing stilts. I saw a couple of those and more than I ever thought. And then I saw an actual like 7 foot tall Chewbacca.
We saw a hawk girl that James knows that like her wings came out and everything. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Not hot girl, hawk girl.
That's why I was like, oh.
Armored bat suits from Batman v Superman were looking good.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
You know what costumes or cosplays I thought were fantastic?
All the Harley Quinns. Sorry.
All the Star Wars people of the 501st.
Thank you. We also had Rebel Legion up there, and we had members of the Mandalorian Mercenaries. Mandalorian Mercs, they like to be called.
I loved. Well, first the mercenaries were great. The Mandalorian armor ones.
Oh, they're awesome.
But great. I for whatever reason, I was loving the different kinds of stormtroopers, because and especially the helmets that had the microphones built inside of them, and they talked in it, it sounded movie quality. So good. Like, they were just so much fun to look at. It was almost as if I was meeting a real soldier.
We had a couple of members of the Canadian garrison, a couple of people from Montreal.
Yeah.
We also had some people from New York come by, Connecticut come by, come and say hi. And one of the guys from Canada was just so funny. He had a CD, like he had like an MP3.
The guy with the tattoos?
Yeah, he had an super MP3 nice with all these recordings in it, and he'd constantly play them. And like some of them were really funny, like, you know, hey, there's a rebel over there. And it's like a pre-recorded thing.
Huh.
And then like he kept harassing people with it, and it was just an awesome time.
That's great. You also got to go to the opening ceremony, speaking of 501st.
I did. I absolutely did. We were right behind the mayor, right behind where they were cutting the ribbon.
Yeah. Ric Flair.
Ribbon.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo!
That was awesome.
You were right behind Ric Flair.
I was.
But you can see James over his shoulder.
I was trying to be as stoic as possible.
Yeah, it was so funny because you were there being as stoic as possible, and we were waving at you, and you were just giving us, like, the serious captain's nod. And, like, but, like, then right next to you is, like,
there were zombies eating your food.
Well, there were zombies, but then there were also like there were the Jedi's like chatting it up, and it was like, ah, we're at the opening ceremonies, yeah, and you're just like, you know,
representing the Empire, man.
Yeah.
One of the Rays, Maya, was like making faces, pretending her staff was like a strip pole, like goofing around. Like,
yeah, right.
So much fun to watch. I love her.
No, see, I know Vader catches me doing that, I get choked. So.
True. That's true. Kill you.
But yeah, it was a great time. I was really happy to be here, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed this weekend. It was fun, but I have to be at work at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep, so,
You have to be work at 9, I have to be work at 3 in the afternoon, bitches!
You should probably get some sleep.
Probably.
Yeah.
Meaning we're gonna go watch Doctor Strange.
Probably.
Oh boy.
I have no idea.
So,
food.
Everybody watching, we have a ton of stuff to go over on the next episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. We'll be back to normal.
People watch this?
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Kicking off our next 100 episodes.
Again, we said we were going to do the horror game with me, but we forgot a PlayStation.
Yeah,
that'll happen, unfortunately, eventually, but...
Oh, I'll make sure it happens.
So we'll, like, half of our friend group now, everyone's like, yes, do it! Even people who don't listen were like, I will pitch in for that. What do I have to do to see this happen?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I have great friends, you guys.
Yeah, but we're gonna...
Yeah, we are.
We're gonna go back to normal for our show on the next episode. Still a lot of catch-up work after episode 100. That was my favorite episode we've ever recorded so far.
Maid thing. Oh, my God.
It was so good.
I almost joined it. I almost did, but I would have had to have been a guy, and I don't know if I can handle that.
You would have been the butler.
Yeah. No.
Ah.
I can get, like, a deep enough voice at one point, but still, like, no.
All right. Well, that's all for us. We'll be back on our regular scheduled program for the next episode. For now, we're going to go home, and we're going to probably die. So,
I'm going to sleep drive. And eat.
What?
We have a 48-minute drive. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm tired.
All right, okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review on iTunes, or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to the Wicked Anime Podcast via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Wicked Anime on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.